Greetings, fantastic gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that show that follows both modern and retro roads. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this honorable endeavor, and this week, well, still not ready for that Mega Drive mini review, so we're doing a great gamers quiz instead. This time, I'm pulling questions from some of the most popular games from over the last 30 to 40 years. This quiz might be a little more wordy than some, as I'm taking the opportunity to teach a little history regarding games, even if you get the right answer. So, without further ado, let's start with a nice tune. Okay, so for answer one, well, that is the theme to Metal Gear Solid, or really, this was actually the rendition from Metal Gear Solid 2, so if you said either of those two, you got yourself a point. And speaking of twos, well, question two. The Final Fantasy franchise is one of the longest running in gaming, both in age and the sheer number of entries that exist for the mainline series. Two of these 15 installments, however, are online only. Can you name these specific titles? Well, Final Fantasy XI is the first, a massively multiplayer online role-playing game released in 2002 and designed for both the PS2 and Windows PC. Final Fantasy XIV Online followed in 2010 as a Windows-exclusive release before being remade and rebranded as Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn in 2013. Question 3. The world of Diablo is one steeped in tomes of lore, with its version of hell run by the Prime Evils, three demon brothers demarcated by the evil sins they specialize in. Who are these three lords, including the unique brand of sin that serves as their respective titles and defines their existence? Okay, so the most obvious one is Diablo himself, the Lord of Terror, but he's joined by Mephisto or Mephisto, Lord of Hatred, and Baal or Baal, Lord of Destruction, all whom are supremely nasty. Four additional demons, known as the so-called Lesser Evils, also exist, raising this festering nest to a grotesque collection of seven. Question 4. Everyone knows the Crash Bandicoot series, especially the mascot's first three titles, Crash Bandicoot, Cortex Strikes Back, and Warped. But can you name the fourth and fifth entries into the franchise? And here's a helpful hint, they aren't platformers. The two games 4 and 5 are as follows, 1999's Crash Team Racing, a Mario Kart clone that many deem superior to Mario Kart 64, and 2000's Crash Bash, an arcadey collection of party games. Question 5. Castlevania Symphony of the Night is a legendary game, not only because of its superb gameplay and gothic motifs, but because of its widely panned but still beloved opening dialogue that pivots between the awkward and the awful. Listen for yourself.
Time, monster! You don't belong in this world!
It was not by my hand that I'm once again given flesh. I was called here by humans who wish to pay me tribute.
Tribute? You steal men's souls and make them your slaves.
Perhaps the same could be said of all religions.
Your words are as empty as your soul. Mankind ill needs a savior such as you.
What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets. But enough talk. How about you?
In truth, many defend this scene, claiming perhaps rightfully that the dialogue itself is fine. It's just the hammy delivery that brings in the cheese. Indeed, much of the speech is inspired or actually lifts from other literature. So, true or false, the most questionable line, "What is a man, a miserable little pile of secrets," is actually taken verbatim from the words of French writer André Malraux. Is this fact or fiction? Amazingly, this is true. The line most mocked by symphony fans turns out to be a legitimate quote from Renaissance man and author André Malraux's book Anti-Memoirs, an autobiography of sorts recounting the man's colorful life and experiences. Published in 1967, I suppose Richter had a penchant and a special gift for divining the words of future writers. Question 6. Let's leave those dark tides behind now and sprint into more bright, lively fare. In the Game Boy Super Mario Land, the plumber is tasked with bounding through Sarasa Land, a world comprised of regions very different from those encountered before. Name at least two of these four exotic locales. Super Mario Land, despite being seen as one of the weakest entries in the franchise, also stands as one of its most unique. This couldn't be more evident than in the four lands themselves. Birabuto, Muda, Easton, and Chai, each of which are vaguely inspired by real-world locations. Muda, for instance, comes from Bermuda, which is fitting considering it's a water-based place. And Chai, well, is an obvious nod to China. Question 7. One of GameDom's most revered series is Half-Life, the first game offering complex narrative and gameplay elements to the still-nascent FPS genre of the time. Everyone knows Gordon Freeman and Alex Vance, the game's leading protagonists, but there have been other heroes who have come and gone, including a specific security guard who even got his own expansion pack spin-off for the original game. Can you name this unassuming character and the lone expansion he's playable in? The unlikely hero is Barney Calhoun, a Black Mesa security guard who survives the events of the first game as seen in Half-Life Blue Shift, his sole starring vehicle. He would later return in Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2 Episode 1, in which he plays a mole leaking out important intel to the Resistance. And now question 8, our final challenge. Can you name the game this melody derives from? Believe it or not, that enthusiastic Latronica comes from 1987's arcade game, Pac-Mania. This particular theme belongs to the Pac-Man Park stage. And so concludes our little contest. There was a total of 8 questions. Did you get all 8 answers right? Well, let's tally the results. If you got between 0 and 3, well, that's just weak. You're like a Goomba or something. If you managed 4 through 6 correct, though, I guess that's worth at least a Koopa Troopa. And finally, if you got 7 or 8 right, well, I deign you then good old Ludwig von Koopa. Congrats. And so concludes another episode. I do intend to return next week with either a Mega Drive mini review, or maybe finally that Ms. Pac-Man cab, which I bought alongside the Galaxian numbskull cab way back in December. Guess what? It finally arrived, literally this week, so I might do a review of that before the Mega Drive mini, as technically that is due first. But there are some life complications that might mean I don't have an update at all next weekend, so I apologize if, after this show, there's a week delay before the next one. Rest assured, though, I am doing my best, and I hope you stay tuned. Thanks for listening, everyone, and this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.